Begin the current daf Masechtas Yuma daf Ches. Begin Amud Aleph. Begin the Tzitz. The Master begins with the Gemara. Uma Tzitz. If by regarding the Tzitz Shem Bayelis Kar Achas, which only has one name of Hashem, that we have to be careful not to be Masechtas. Oh, then for sure regarding Tefillin, which has many names of Hashem, for sure a person should not be Masechtas. Says Tzitz Tamei, it's a wonder to me, because Lifrach he could refute the Kavuchem and say, wait, Mal Tzitz. What do you find by the Tzitz? Shekin Hashem Hu Begaloi. The name of God was revealed. It was out there on the plate on his forehead. Tamei b'Tefillin. What do you say regarding Tefillin? Shem Chub Benoi. Which, although there's many names of Hashem, but they're covered over with the leather boxes. And the Inlet Tarets, and don't answer the Hachinami, what Ksiv Shaka B'Tfilin B'Kamotin. What do you mean? You have God's name also revealed in the creases of the Tfilin. You have Hashem's name, Shin Dalad, and then Yud spelled out. So it says no, because Chad, first of all, the Enzik Sav Gomer. That's not real writing. The Dafka Shin Shal Tfilin Alachemesh Mesina, only the Shin that's carved out in the Tfilin box, that's Alachemesh Mesina. The Dalad, the Yud, Loi, the Dalad and the Yud that we have in the shape of the Ritsuis in the straps, that's not considered real writing. But moreover, B'Tzitz, Ikashem HaMayuchet Bin Dalad Oisius. Regarding the Tzitz, you have Hashem's four-letter, ineffable, distinct name, the Chometeh, which is more severe. So how could you make a Kavachem with the Tfilin if it does not have that name revealed? So Tay says you're right. But earlier it seems to me the inner Kavachem Gomer Day writes. It's not a bona fide, full-fledged Kavachemer. Elamid Rabbanan, it's rabbinic law. This is what the Gemara is saying. Nehina me di ikka chum retvei betzitz kamefarish.
Like we explained, because ultimately there it has the Shem Havaya as God's name and it's revealed. Bekamokam, however, even so, kiven dekab tefillin tzad chashiva zeh tvei. But you're right, but there is some element that tefillin has a little bit more distinguished Shesh ben Askaras Haba that has many names of God. Svaruhu, that's why it's logical, Shemin Adin, that it would make sense. Yesh lechacham lesakel mishamash ben kosha, that the sage would have instituted something like that by tefillin, that a person should be touching old times. And says Tais, you're right, it's not really bona fide kavachayim. We continue with the next Tais, the master begins with the Gemara, Rabisi Sav, Rabisi Hal. Tumah heti hibetzibur. The Tumah is totally permitted regarding when it comes to a carbon in the tzibur. And that's why it's sufficient with spraying them day 3 and day 7, because we don't have to go ahead and make sure it's every single day out of the doubt, because anyways, Tumah is hujra. So Tais says, Tamil, it's a wonder. Mkain gabi par then regarding the kohen who burns the par, Duma maisa gabi gimel shri. Why by him is it sufficient to do day 3, day 7? Halav karbon sibihu lidachet Shabbos v'tumah. It's not a regular karbon sibihu to go ahead and set aside Shabbos and Tumah, because it doesn't have a set time. So then why, if it's not having the qualification of hujra b'tzibah, then why is it only enough day 3, day 7? I understand by the kohen gadol mikipurim, but what he can do with the par? The Yishtumah says, what you could say is, the key in the tefillah yom kashrut par, since ultimately it's kosher for a tefillah yom to spray the ashes on the tummy person as a tefillah yom. That's the way he says in the pasuk Bamidbar. But he's a tar that the tar person will spray. What do you mean tar? The amr tar called who can say no matter what type of tahara he is, even that of a tefillah yom. Oh, so imkain mahasim nami nachshir kain aser v'parbala has alkal. From there is where we would learn out that you should validate that the kain who's burning the paraduma without being sprayed at all. Kibin delay barland in it, but we don't know for sure that he's tummy. And we find anyways we're lenient regarding that who burns the par that we even allow him as a tefillah yom. So the truth is, you're right. So not only not like we're asking the question that, oh, we should have to have a hazah every single day, he really should not require hazah at all. Elamal ba'alma, it's like we say that we do these elevated statuses regarding the paraduma to be stringent, and therefore we're stringent for day 3, day 7, but definitely not to require every single day. Next Tais Master begins with the Gemara, Isav Reb Yisi. Reb Yisi holds Tumah Hefti Hibetzibur. The Tumah is totally permitted in the Tzibur. And Hazah Klal Lamali. And then why do you need Hazah at all if the Tumah is Hutra? And you don't need Hazah. So Tais explains that Gabi Yom Kippur. The question is specifically regarding the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, and not regarding that of Paraduma, because the percent by the Paraduma does not have a set time. So to the contrary, it would not override Tumah. And we would understand why you need to have Hazah. So he says, Tamil, it's a wonder to me. Lema ditzach hazah, I can tell you that, yeah, even by Yom Kippurim, that you do need hazah, even though we say, Tomo hutra hibetzibur, shem elo shel Aaron, hakar b'Yom Kippurim, because Aaron brings his ram on Yom Kippurim, the kibun the yachru, since he's an individual, madrina tahara. So you understand, as we explained in previous days, that we try to do in the state of tahara. So that's why he requires to be sprayed. Even though it's hutra b'tzibur, but that doesn't apply to his aisle. Unless it says Bishlam, what you could say is, the Hanamili Hecha the Nitma Biyadu Tuma Vadois. That would only be where, if it became Tummy in his hand, a definitive Tumah,
Like we had previously said, that's where we'd say, okay, Lamaisa, it's a carbon of a yochid, even though it's necessary for the tzibur. Okay, we try to do it in the state of Tara. But regarding our context, which is just a generic concern, where we don't know if he was tummy when we're going to quarantining him. That's what the Gemara is saying, that for sure, according to the one who's leaning and says that in general, maybe we would not have required anything, even for an individual like Aaron's ram. Ultimately, as we explained already, this mizug of like, it is l'maisa korban tzibur, because it's overrides Shabbos and Tumah. So that's why, from the fact that we're saying, if Rabbi Yisrael Tumah Hutcher or Betzibur, that's what the Gemara is asking, then why would you require Hazah at all? Ketum next says the Master begins with the Gemara, but Rabbi Yisrael held, lo yamin tefillah bezmana mitzvah, that he holds that really tefillah in the time is not a mitzvah. What do we do with the Braisa that says clearly that he holds that tefillah bezmana is a mitzvah? So the Gemara says lehav mas l'shnuy. The Gemara cannot have answered that he le'el that that teaching that we quoted before that holds tefillah bezmana is lav mitzvah is Rabbi Yosef bar Rabbi Yehuda. The tefillah bebekam apelas he also needed dafchav tesmid of the lav mitzvah he. And the Rabbi Yisi that we say that does require, as the Gemara brings now from the Braisa, is Rabbi Yisi, not Rabbi Yisi Yehuda. Okay, Gavin Mishal Kaman Shil Mechilton. So exactly, actually, as the Gemara explains later on, the end of Masechta Pechasim and Aleph to give such a yeshuv. So why don't we say that over here? So it says, what you could say is the Kibin the Polig Bader Rebbe Meir, because since the disputant is Rebbe Meir, Shema Menod Rabbi Yisi Bechalafta, who must be not Rabbi Yisi Behuda, must be Rabbi Yisi Bechalafta, who is that of Rabbi Yisi, Sheikh Haver Bar Plukta, who he was his friend, his colleague, his disputant, and therefore we couldn't have answered that it's Rabbi Yisi Bar Yehuda. The next test, the Master begins with the Gemara. The Kulam, and that according to everyone, Lahani Tanoi, I'm reading for these Tanoi, we say that no, Tefillah is not a mitzvah. You're right, everyone agrees that it is a mitzvah, again, like we said, but the Machlekes is regarding the Hazah. However, it says, Tayser Benitam Pasuk, Benitam ruled, the tefillah bezmana lav mitzvah to tevel in the appropriate time is not a mitzvah. Now, avagav dam perek my pelz. The gemara nidaf lametzah says shema min atlas. We can learn out three things from this teacher. And one thing was shema min tefillah bezmana mitzvah, that tefillah in its appropriate time is a mitzvah. In spite of that, says taisis in halacha ken, the halacha does not follow like that. Like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, the mahasan that he says over there, die tefillah b'achrayin, that's enough. The last tefillah from all the sfeikas that you have. And sharing ma'isim b'chalyim, because you have stories every single day. Where women don't go at the first opportunity that they have. Tefillah shel nida, v'shel zav, v'shel shemei yosyaim. They don't go at the first opportunity. Now, since there's a perik bas in nida mina, and in the last perik in nida of samozayim and beis, the Gemara tells us that mechli. Let's see. Ha'idna in today's days kulu savik zava shabin rabban equated really every woman as a savik zava. I mean, not like just as a regular nida, but in the more severe category of a zava. Because the women don't know the calendar, etc. So let Velinda be mom with the Shiva. So then let every woman table on the seventh day during the daytime. Because anyway, if that's how a Zava could, it's unlike a Nida, which has to go at nighttime. Here, the whole reason why we're waiting 5 and 7 is only because it's a Zava. So then they should be able to table during the daytime, not during the nighttime. But one thing is, that they never used to table during the daytime at any point. Even though that would be the first earliest time, what we call Bizmanoi. And still do delay till nighttime. Again, obviously, because we have tefillah bezmana is lav mitzvah. Now, however, for Rabbeinu Chanan l'pasek, b'sham b'sil the parak ma'pelas, he really b'sham b'sil over the enida and the flamer ma'alf that they require a tefillah every single day, which is the doubt. Maybe this was the day that you become tara, because the sabbath and they hold tefillah bezmana mitzvah. Tefillah during its appropriate time is a mitzvah. Which says, it's not a proof from the fact B'Sham Mitzil holding this that this should be the halacha. Because as Tosfos proves, he says, the other Rabbi Yehuda, most definitely him who he says that it's enough the last tefillah and you don't have to tevel at the first opportunity. Obviously, they're probably alive. Obviously, he doesn't disagree B'Sham Mitzil who were before him many generations. Ellis, really, rather, he holds that he holds that there never was such a dispute. And Cain, so you could say the Hilchos of Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbeinu Tam says, that tefillah bezman is lav mitzvah. Now, Umasha Asr Rabbeinu Eliyahu Hazak and Zechrein Lebracha Basar Shalai. Now, Rabbeinu Eliyahu the Elder, he wrote a certain poem, like his warnings. And he wrote tefillah bezmana, tefillah in its appropriate time, al arba gedilim, and on the four corners, Yesra al azenecha,
and there should be a yesed al azanecha on your, there should be a shovel where you relieve yourself, the chasa hagedolim, you should cover when by the gedolim, again, when a person is relieving himself. Now, and you see over there in his hazaras, it says tefillah bezmana, and that's the tzeis minhagin haya. That was their custom, that they would write, not specifically the halacha lemaisa. Kamesh Yasad, like you see that they wrote over there, al stam niskalim, on the regular ones who are stoned, dantem nischayev tiskaluhu, you should judge them and make them liable to be stoned. And again, a lot of these are rhymes. And the king says to hang him after he's stoned, which Taisa says behind the Kribalaz, this is Kribalaz in Sanandav Memhema Beis, that says, Kal Niskal Nitlan, that all those who are stoned are hung, and with the like Rabbanim, it's not Halacha L'maisa, because that's not like the Rabbanim, the army that they say, Ain't Nitlil Megadav, Avetz Kechavim, only a blasphemer and one who does Avetz Zara. So again, it's not a riot from over there that he says, Tfil Bezmana, that that's the Halacha. Because that, again, they didn't necessarily write it specifically what was the actual practical Halacha. Now, Mahadam Rishmaita and this that we say here in our Sugi the Kula Amarin Tefillah Bezman Mitzvah. What do you mean? Our Gemara Azar Dira Maschal says that everyone holds that Tefillah Bezman is a mitzvah. Says there's in labor, right? Don't bring a proof from there, because the Lava Muslim Ema Ibcha. Because we could not have interpreted opposite the Kula Amar Loy Amarin Tefillah Bezman Mitzvah. That because Taisa is saying from the fact that it's not a riot from these Tanoim what the Halacha L'Maisa is, but the Gemara wants to say that everyone holds. Oh, no, it's not necessarily this what they're disagreeing about. No, everyone holds Tefillah Bezman is a mitzvah. Why couldn't you say the opposite if that's really what the Halacha L'Maaseh is anyway, that, everyone holds Tefillah Bezman is lav mitzvah. So you couldn't have said that. Because if that's the case, my time is Remeir. What's the reason then of Remeir that he holds that you have to get spray every single day? Obviously, it's only because of the Tefillah Bezman mitzvah. But moreover, even Rabbi Yisi now al kachach saw a tefillah bezman mitzvah. Even Rabbi Yisi also obviously held tefillah bezman mitzvah. The mashma legabe mishal yishim kasav abasar. Like the Gemara ultimately proves that the reason why you don't wrap the reed is because you want to have tefillah bezman mitzvah. And therefore, again, that's why we said it. But again, that doesn't necessarily prove it's only these time had to be. But the halacha bein the tam rules is that tefillah bezman is lav mitzvah. The next is the master begins with the Gemara makshin hazol tefillah, that we compare the spraying to the tefillah. That according to everyone, tefillah bezman is mitzvah. No machlokes was regarding the spraying, if that also has to be at the first opportunity. Now, so as it says, it's a wonder. Amai pashlu tefillah, the tefillah bezman is mitzvah mehazol. Why was it so more obvious to the Gemara, as everyone agrees that tefillah in the appropriate time is a mitzvah, more than hazol, which is a machlokes? And as it says, what you could say is mishum dechsuk. It says the pasuk mamidbar vehiza hatar ala tamei, that the tar person should spray the paraduma waters on the tummy person on day 3 and day 7, and they should purify him on the day 7, and they should wash his garments, and they should wash his body in water, and he'll be pure in the evening. Now, this is that it repeats again and purify him on day 7, which you already said, obviously, so it's not because it's not regarding this being sprayed, because it already says. Now, and if you think it's coming to tell it because it has to be the spray in its appropriate time, to tell you, no, it has to be day 7 specifically, then why are you repeating just day 7? You should repeat day 3 too, to tell you it has to be specifically on day 3 and day 7. Rather, must be that this that we're repeating must be for the rechitza. Because the take of lazdat tefillah, because right after being sprayed is where the tefillah is mentioned and what tefillah is done. Shema mina. So why are we repeating bechid bin shvi to tell you that tefillah bezman a mitzvah? It's going on the tefillah on the berachat b'mayim to tell you that that is a mitzvah. Now uleman the lesli tefillah bezman a mitzvah. According to one that actually does not hold that tefillah bezman is a mitzvah, you can remember what you could say is the darsh laikra that he interprets this pasuk. Like the Gemara expounds in Kedushin of some Chavizim and Alf. The comment, the Gemara says, why does it say he purified him in day 7? Says the Gemara, it's like you need it. So look at that. I mean, you would have thought to say that Han immediately, when do we say this, that you need to be sprayed day 3, day 7? That's Lakadshim. That's to eat and to sacrifice Kadshim. But Truma, regarding Truma, which is a lower level of Kadshim, Bechadna Mesagi, I would say it's enough with 1 day, not 2 days. Kamash Malan, Bechidabim Mashvi, a second time to say that also Truma needs not only being sprayed on day 3, but also needs to be sprayed on day 7. Now, Ketin Tamid Beis, Says Taisus, this is the Gemara says within Kedushin. When it says that the tar person should spare on the tummy on day 3 and day 7, lomali, that why do you need this? It already says we're going to make mess that who is chata by Bayamishli should be a Mishvi Yitar. So Itzrach, oh no, it's necessary that Taisus explains the Sagat de Chemina. I would have thought to say that Shlish Shilim Ute Sheni, that why does it have to say day 3, day 7 again? Oh, because at day 3, I would have thought to say it's excluding day 2 for the spring, that you would have to wait to day 3. Shvi l'mu'utei shishi, when it says day 7, it's coming to exclude day 6, that if you do it early, it's going to be pasul, which is the kamamayit yimeitar. The reason is because you're diminishing the days of purity, which are the days between each day that you spray. The Torah says that it has to be tummy for 7 days, and he's making it less. But you would have thought to say if you do day 4 and day 8, in Meshabbat, the man would say, okay, that's good. If anything, you're lengthening the days of the purification process. Kamash Malan, that's what you have to repeat a second time, to say that no, it has to be specifically not earlier and not later. Which, from there, it seems like that Tefillah Bezman, that Hazob Bezman is mitzvah. Says Taisus, no, Yesh Lefash, you could explain that Gemara, Filamandam Einazam Bezman Mitzvah. Even according to the one who says that, no, there's no mitzvah to spray it in the first opportunity in its appropriate time. V'ay kama, and it's saying, or. In other words, B'revi oy bishmini. Not the saying that you would have thought to say if you do day 4 and day 8, that would work. Actually, it would work, because you don't have to do it in the first opportunity. Rather means 4 or 8. Klem, in other words, you would have thought to say that if you do the first one on day 4, so you're switching that one, and the second one you do regular in day 7, or the first one you do on day 3 as it normally is, and the second one on day 8, which is that now you're distancing the second spray from the first one, you would have thought to say that the spray is going to be kosher. No, we need to have 4 days between each spray, not less, not more. And that's how Rashi explains over there, which is that, yes, it doesn't have to be exactly day 3 and day 7. Because Hazob is man, according to that, like we said, this man holds love mitzvah. And therefore, yeah, if it was day 4 and day 8, that would be good. We just mean to say either 4 and 7 or 3 and 8, which then you're not doing the requisite 4 days between. That's what we're saying, according to everyone, is not going to be valid.